Chapter 7. The Violin. Justin.
I started going out with Olivia 2 months ago, and I really like her. She told me about August before I went to her house. But the first time I saw him was still a big surprise. He was with a friend, Jack. I shook their hands and tried not to look at August's face.
"Is that a machine gun?"
Jack asked me. He was looking at my violin case.
"Are you Via's boyfriend?"
asked August. Olivia pushed his hat over his eyes. We left the room and I heard them laughing.
"What do you think?" Olivia asked.
"About August?"
"Yes."
"Nothing," I said. "Cool kid, I think."
"A lot of my friends don't want to come to my house," she said, "because of August."
"It's no problem for me," I said. "I'm not frightened." Olivia's parents invited me to dinner at a Mexican restaurant in Amesfort Avenue. I was nervous. I got to the restaurant and saw them all inside. Her dad got up and shook my hand. Her mum hugged me, and so did Olivia. And August high-fived me. I really liked her parents. We talked a lot and they asked about my music. They wanted to come and listen to my band. My parents never talk to me like this. My parents don't live together and they aren't interested in my life. After dinner, we went back to Olivia's house for ice cream and I met their dog, Daisy. Her family says I love you a lot. Nobody in my family says that. Olivia and I were both in the school play. I had a big part, but she only had a small part. The biggest part for a girl went to that girl with pink hair, Miranda. Olivia was okay with having a small part, and she helped me to learn my words. I had a lot of words, and I only had 6 weeks. One evening in March, we worked on my words for the play. I was leaving Olivia's house at the same time as Jack.
"Justin," said Olivia's mum, "can you walk to the bus stop with Jack and wait for the bus with him?"
"Of course," I said. We walked to the bus stop.
"You don't need to stay," said Jack. "I can wait by myself."
"That's okay," I said. We got to the stop and there were 8 minutes before the bus.
"Can I borrow a dollar?" he asked. "I want to buy some candy."
I gave him a dollar. And he crossed the road and went into a store. 3 boys were walking past and they saw Jack. He came out the store and they followed him, making strange animal noises. Jack came back to the bus stop. "What's happening?" I asked him.
"They do it all the time because of my best friend."
I understood. It was hard for August, but it was hard for Jack too. The bus came and Jack got on. I walked down the street and turned the corner. The 3 boys were there, laughing and eating ice cream. I remembered Jack and August talking about my violin case. I took off my glasses and held the violin case like a gun. Then I walked up to them. "Listen, you three," I said in my James Bond voice. "Stay away from Jack, or you may have an accident." I looked at my case. Understand? Some ice cream fell to the ground. The boys didn't speak. I walked away quickly and didn't look back. One evening, we were working on the play at school and I was talking to Miranda.
How long have you been going out with Olivia?
She asked. About 4 months, I replied.
Have you met August?
Do you know Olivia's brother? I asked.
Yes,
she said.
Olivia and I were good friends at middle school. I know August well. The world has been cruel to him.